702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, let's reflect on what really is the big story of the day, this EFF national shutdown. I want to bring in a number of authorities now so that we get to understand what has happened so far, where and what's been the impact. So we'll start the conversation with the minister who's responsible for state security so that we can understand from a state security point of view what we know and what has informed the kind of deployment that we have seen for our security apparatus. Khumbudzo Ntshavheni is the minister in the presidency. Minister, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning. I prefer to be coming as the minister responsible for government communications and information systems.
And you are a minister of that, but you're also responsible for state security in this context. I hear you. So let us know what you understand so far as the presidency in terms of the areas that have been affected and maybe possibly arrests as well. I don't know if you've gotten the briefing so far this morning.
There's my job, which is not part of the public discussion, so it's a national security matter. But I'm going to then update you on, we had incidences overnight. The police has updated that they've made for the province that has reported 87 arrests, and they continue to make arrests. There have been incidences where roads have been blocked, but the police have continued to clear that as quick as possible. And whether the protests have been peaceful, like in your intro, I heard you talking about the church square. There's been a gathering of EFF members, and they're peaceful, and there's not been incidences with the police. When they try to do that, the police show them that they cannot. They must be peaceful, and there's order. So what has happened is that, and you remember when we did the briefing as the Minister of the Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster, we indicated that this protest is not going to be a peaceful protest, not from the side of law enforcement, but from the side of protesters. We have seen the police have issued a notice around the petrol bomb at Nkanka Lux's home, which has also affected the neighboring houses. And it showed that there was no intent to be peaceful in this work. The police have reported the number of tires that have been recovered from all the in across provinces, because they were intended to ban, and we have seen the incidences of banning of tires. Mm-hmm. And what I must as presidency uphold our police for is the response that they've been, despite the provocation, they've responded in a calm manner. They've responded in a manner that is proportionate to the level and extent of the disruptions that are taking place. And they've been on time to respond. Some, they were there before the disruptions. Some, they've responded when, because they've been, what do you call them, where people spout out with protests all over, and they've been there to respond.
Okay.
And that work is commendable. And we think, those who have they want to continue their business of the day, they'll continue their business of the day. I'm talking to you from the union buildings where I'm employed and I work every day. And I would have preferred a long weekend though, but I'm now forced to be at work to make sure that we respond. And I'm sure there are a number of South Africans who have opted to take a long weekend, and that's commendable. But life in South Africa will be normal, and there's not going to be the incarnation of the Arab Spring in this country.
All right.
We are confident of that.
Did you have intelligence that things would get out of control, and that is what has informed this level of deployment we've seen, that also even includes the SANDF? Or as a government, when you made this level of deployment, you were assuming that the protest is not going to be peaceful?
So let me start with the deployment of the police. The deployment of the police has been, we had intelligence that the protest is not going to be peaceful. There's been a coordination to make it a continuous one. Even if you listen to what Mr. Julius Malema has said, and his deputy, Mr. Floyd Shinambu, that they are going to leave this thing to run. They don't want to take responsibility for anything. So we could not leave that to chance. So that's why the level of deployment of the police that has taken place. And we are going to hold them accountable for the damage and the kind of, and that the people they are leading have unleashed in the country. And that is non-negotiable. And let me clarify, the military or the soldiers are not deployed for the shutdown. The military has been deployed. This is an extension of the deployment to protect the key national points. If you recall, last year, the president announced the deployment of the military to protect the telecoms infrastructure and key national points where there was vandalism. So this is just an extension. That's why it extends to the 17th of April. So unfortunately, this situation coincides with the...
Okay, hold on, Minister. I don't understand, though. I mean, they were rolling into communities. They're in Soweto, some of the soldiers. Where is the key point in Soweto?
Remember, we have determined that economic infrastructure is key point. When you want to burn a mall, a shopping mall, it's a key point. When you want to burn a mall, it's a key point. Because that affects the economy of the country. And we said they are going to be on standby to go into community. They're not doing active... deployment. They are making sure they are ready for the deployment of key points. Where it has been determined that there is threats to key points, whether economic key points, whether infrastructure key points, whether security key points, we have made sure that they are ready to do that, because they are already deployed for that purpose. If you recall, last year when we said there's vandalism of the telecom infrastructure, there was vandalism of the rail infrastructure, there were vandalism that were attempted of other economic key points. The military available for that, they were deployed for that, and this is that extension, and that's why the period ends in
okay.
April, and the parliamentary notifications have been done.
Minister, are you saying to me that the soldiers are not going to be seen patrolling the streets? Because if their deployment only affects them protecting key infrastructure, which, as you say, includes economic infrastructure, that they're going to be based around that infrastructure. So are you saying we're not going to see them patrolling the streets like we did in 2021 with the police?
If they have to be seen, they will be seen.
But why be seen on the street if their main mandate is to protect economic and other infrastructure?
So if they have to move around, they will move around too. Because let's give an example of Maponya Mall, Jablani Mall, Protea. They have to move in between those facilities, so they will have to move around. But also, they have rolled into communities where there is threats of national key points and where there is threats of violence. Like the repeat, I can tell you, they've rolled into Phoenix because of the incidents that happened last year and the intelligence information that we had of what was being planned in that community. So we won't say they won't be there, but we said they stand ready to assist the police in their job. But the people, the first line of response in law enforcement is the police, and that's why it's the Minister of Police that is leading the charge and speaking, and is the next joint that is collaborating, which has put all security services in place and in the state of readiness to respond. And then we can't say they won't go into communities. If they have to respond, we won't move them from barracks to go to communities. They must be around the facilities of the communities to make sure, very much especially in communities where they are what we call hotspots, so that they can be ready to respond if they have to respond.
But should they be going into homes with the police and patrolling with the police? The reason I'm asking that, Minister, is the last time this happened, Collins Khoza died.
And so that's why we're saying the first line of response is the police. Remember, the soldiers do not have rubber bullets. They use live bullets. So we don't want to have incidences of anybody dying unnecessarily. And that's why we said even to the police, they must be restrained on their part, and they must make sure that the force they respond to, they must be proportionate. It's not our intention as the justice and security cluster to have deaths that are caused unnecessarily. So the soldiers are not going to be the first line of dealing with public order policing. It's the responsibility of the police.
So,
and it's only when the situation escalates beyond that which the military will have to come in. But their mandate now, as the military, in terms of their deployment, which is the extension of their deployment that they already have, is to protect the national key points, both government and private key points, which are economic, because we know that the intention is to inflict maximum harm by the protesters to the economy of the country, to cause instability in this country.
Just lastly, you said earlier that we will hold them accountable, referring to the EFF leaders. You're saying it's a non-negotiable. What will you be holding them accountable for? I mean, if there is a shop or a mall that is looted and torched, I don't know, in Alexandra, how do you say to an EFF leader you are responsible for that?
That's part of their responsibility in terms of the, when you are leading a protest action, because the leadership of the EFF has come out and said they are leading the protest action. So if you lead the protest action, you then become responsible for the actions of your members. You cannot you cannot take leave of absence for your own responsibility. So where there are damages, where there are loss of life, you are going to hold them accountable. There are laws in these countries that allow us to do those.
Yeah, but they've already said this protest can be hijacked. How are you going to directly link it to the EFF? Because they can say, those people who touched that mall, they're not one of our members. We don't know them.
We have already told you and told the country that whatever they claim is hijacked, it has never been hijacked. It's not a hijack. It's a planned chaos they wanted to do, and we hold them accountable. Let's see what the court will say when that happens.
So if you're going to hold the EFF accountable for the destruction that we may see in property, in our property, should you be also held accountable if the soldiers are responding heavy-handedly and some people die?
Yes, the government will have to be held accountable for unproportional response in the response of the police and the law enforcement officers collectively. We'll have to be held accountable ourselves, because that's our responsibility to make sure they respond. And we'll have to judge us on the actions of what we've done to make sure that that is not disproportionate. The responses are not disproportionate. And as I talk to you now, I'm confident that the police who are doing the public order policing, who are doing law enforcement, are responding proportionally in terms of what we have expected them to do. From last night when the start of protest came through and the responses that we've seen, our TVs have been there to show the footage. We have been there ourselves with our own footage. And we are quite comfortable that the police have listened to what has to be done. And as I reiterate, the military are not on the first line of dealing with public order policing. The military are available to on key points protection, and whatever attempts, anyone who attempts to destroy any key point in this country will meet the full might of the law, and we are going to protect South Africans. And we are happy that South Africans who have chosen to remain in work today, they are doing so. The ones who have remained, who have gone on long weekends, they have gone to enjoy their long weekends without any fee.
Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, Minister in the Presidency, thank you for making time for us. And of course, while there are other South Africans whose lives are just business as usual today, they are traveling, they've decided to stay at home and take the long weekend, there are other South Africans who are taking part in this protest, and they've decided to stay away as a form of protest.